someone takes over as leader or the boss. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with meditation. Someone takes over as the leader or the boss. How interesting that is for all of us. Who is it who takes over as the leader or the boss in your life? Who is it that takes over as the leader or the boss in my life? We've been watching The Dog Whisperer, and it's been on the air for many, many years, and we had never seen it before, but now we're quite enamored with it. And as we watch The Dog Whisperer, and we watch him walking with his dogs or with dogs that he's training, he looks at the dog and says, the dog wants to know who is in charge. The dog wants to know who is the leader. And when the dog knows who is the leader, the dog will follow that leader. The dog has to sometimes be reminded who the leader is. And so the dog always walks straight or behind its owner. The dog always walks harmoniously. The dog keeps its head straight ahead. There's nothing else for it to take care of. It doesn't have to be aware of the world looking for intruders. It doesn't have to be aware of anything. It just looks straight ahead. Keeps its eye on the direction that its master or its leader wants it to go. And as its leader finds its dog having its attention drawn to one side or the other, he gently takes the collar and brings it back to the center. He doesn't do this with frustration and anger, but the leader does it with recognition that every moment he is making a training move. Someone takes over as leader or boss in our life. Everywhere we go, every person we meet, everything we do, we run into circumstances where people have a great thrill in the type of work they're doing and the type of activity they're doing. Now, the policeman stands in the middle of the street because the traffic light is out. And he's guiding the traffic here and there. The traffic goes around him, and he is telling them to work harmoniously together. And you look at that and you say, I won't follow his directions. I won't do what he says. And it's not a matter of following his directions. It's not a matter of doing what he says. It's a matter that I have chosen to follow the rules of my community. I have chosen to follow the program that my community has established for a harmonious operating community. And so therefore, I'm not following that policeman, that cop. I'm not following that man, that person. I'm following the principal. And that person is directing the principal. And he's directing the principal because some other principal is not functioning perfectly, like the stoplight, or whatever may be the case. And so I follow whatever I'm told to do. Now, I create myself driving on the highway, and I create myself coming upon an intersection where the streetlight doesn't work, and I create myself in those things as when the stoplight isn't there, then I have to have somebody else guide us. And some corners you drive to, and there's a blinking orange light. And so you drive to the corner and you look around cautiously and then you go across. Other places there's a blinking red light. And that means you share the passage through from left to right with each other. One goes, then the next goes, then another goes, and then another goes. And it's a harmonious interflowing of traffic. Now, we don't get angry at the principal, we don't get angry at the program, or those who administer the program. We merely recognize that we are the leader. We are the boss of our world, of our life, of our activities. And as we're the boss of our life, our world, our activities, everything in our world, in our life, in our activity is flowing harmoniously. Everything is in divine order. We don't fight that. The dog doesn't fight being guided by us. The dog wants to be led. That's the dog's nature. The dog looks for someone to guide it. It's a pack animal. It wants to belong to a group. And it wants to be with its alpha, its master. And so children want to be with their parents. So parents want to be with their elders. So having the boss invite you to dinner or take you to lunch someday and want to sit and talk with you, well, that's an honor. Well, he may have something unhappy to say. That's okay, too. It's an honor that he has taken the opportunity to call you forth. You're a leader. And so what you say, you know, I'm really honored that you have taken me to lunch and that you want to share these things with me. I have so much to learn from you, and I enjoy working for you, and I enjoy working for this company. I feel just really very happy here. Well, that's what the boss wants to hear. And then the boss will say, all right. Well, I noticed that some of the people were kind of unhappy with you because of something you did. Now, I'm not fully certain I know what it is that you did, but they're unhappy. So let's get this out in the open and let's find out what it's all about. Now, what is it all about? Well, the group was picking on George, and George has a list. And they were all saying that George has a lisp and George is lisp. And I said, don't say those things about George. George is a good guy. George does his job well. Sure, he's got a lisp, but that's the least of his problems. And they said, oh, you're just onto George. You just want to be supportive of George. No, I would like George to be supportive of me if I had a lisp too. Or if I had any problem like that. Oh, come on now. I don't know that you don't have good judgment. You don't have good balance. You don't have good. And these are the messages that got back to his boss. And so the boss says to me, as he takes me out to dinner, he says, oh, that's what it's all about. Well, I kind of thought it was something not really too important, but I'd rather nip it in the bud and find out about it right away. And here's a suggestion for you, Herb. Instead of talking about George, you just respect him and honor him and know that he's doing the right thing, and don't say a thing to anybody about him. Just you be the example. And then when you're the example, then others will either follow it or not. And if they follow it, great. If they don't, great. That's their business. But you're not the creator of the world, for you're not telling other people what they're to do. You are the one who just creates your own world and creates your own life. Gee, boss, I appreciate your suggestion. That's a good idea. And I will practice that very well. Thank you very much. That's okay. I knew if I talked with you, you'd understand and you'd follow through and we'd solve these things, because I enjoy having you at our company. You've been a good employee and I can always depend on you, and it's just a joy to have you. Now you see, someone has to take over as the leader of the boss. And it's not a matter of taking over as the leader of the boss outside of your purview. And outside of your purview is outside of what is your responsibility. And it's not our responsibility to go around supporting people and talking about people and doing things. It's just when that comes into our world, all we do is say, hey, I think that it's a pretty nice world. I'm very happy. Well, what about George and his lisp? Yeah, well, we all have little areas that we are working on, and that's one George is working on, I guess. And but George is just doing fine, like I'm doing just fine. I'm being me, and you see, you're still talking too much about George. Well, that's because you're creating that situation coming back to you again and again and again, because you're thinking about him. Now, If you would start thinking about the wonderful things that George does instead of his list, you. If you would start thinking about the solution to the circumstance, then the solution would be what would come up, and your associates would come up to you and say, "Hey, did you see what George did? He did that last job so beautifully, people came in and complimented him particularly. And I don't know they've ever come and complimented anybody else. George must have something on the ball." Shut up. You don't say it. I knew it all the time. You don't say that. You just be quiet and let the truth speak for itself, because it always will. You always stand up as a leader for whatever it is you believe, whatever it is that's important to you. I stand up. Someone has to take over as leader or boss. And just because we take over as leader or boss doesn't mean that we're going out and telling other people what to do. It just means that we lead well. When you are the leader of a pack of dogs, and you have them all on a leash walking along with you harmoniously, it's not that you are telling these dogs what to do. It's that you are doing what you want to do. You are leading the pack. You are leading the pack. You're not saying to each individual dog, "Now you do this, you do that, you do..." They all follow you because you are in charge, because you know how to be the role model of perfection, of magnificence, and of beauty. If you think about George's list, then you're in the problem. If you think about George's genius in whatever areas he is a genius, then you're in the solution. A leader does that. Someone has to take over as the leader, just like the boss who invites you out to lunch to find out what's going on. He wants it to be an unintimidating experience, but he wants to definitely find out what's going on so that he can make sure that all is harmonious, all is in divine order, and all is done now. That's what it's all about. And it's pretty wonderful. Remember, someone takes over as leader or boss, and it may as well be you. But when you take over, be a leader and let your flock follow you. Let your pack follow you, and be the kind of leader that you would love to have your followers, your pack, your world do everything just like you do, because the way you do it is wonderful and good. Yes, as we meditate on things like this, we will find that all in our world is in balance and harmony. All in our world is in peace. And we are the leader. We are the boss. We are the one who directs the world around us by first directing ourselves through our introspective, inner meditative self. And it's pretty wonderful. Have a wonderful day. Meditate in every beautiful, significant way. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.